You can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Over at freetalklive.com, we give you the features on the site, so enjoy those on us. You can control the content of the website. All you have to do is head over to freetalklive.com and submit something to it. You find something online you think's interesting or fun or whatever you think our listeners would appreciate. You submit it as show prep, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive with that. And, of course, you can interact with us via the phones at 855-450-FREE. And here tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
So there's news coming out, more news now, about Barack Obama and his pot-smoking ways. Now, I mentioned, I think it was earlier this week, about the Obama meme, like with a picture of him from back in college wearing this kind of silly-looking hat. I'm not sure what you call it.
He looks like one of the characters from Good Times.
Looks like a Panama hat from the way it's shot here, but it's hard to tell. It's an old picture. And he's toking on something. I don't know if it's a hand-rolled cigarette or if it's marijuana, but the meme is one of those internet memes where you can go to, like, quick meme. You can type up your own meme and add. Somebody made one of them that said something to the effect of, smoked pot in college, now we'll put you in prison for it.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And there was another quote attached to it from Obama's own book, I guess, that he's written, likely through a ghostwriter. But there's a quote in there that basically references and acknowledges that, yeah, he smoked pot, and he might have even done a little blow.
He smoked like a broke microwave.
Yeah, and I don't think that was the quote, but it was definitely acknowledging, yes, he has smoked cannabis. He may have even done cocaine. He admits to doing cocaine, as a matter of fact. And now there's even more coming out about this. And it was enough for me just to... I mean, I already knew that he had smoked pot. That had come out during the campaign, if not prior to that. And that was already hypocritical enough. Just the fact that you smoked pot and you're now enforcing the war on drugs is hypocritical enough. But
it's not like Bush didn't do the same thing.
No doubt. And, of course, Clinton as well. And who knows how many people before them. It's just that most of the presidents prior to Bill Clinton, I don't think, were asked questions about whether or not they smoked marijuana. I wonder how many of them actually did. Marijuana is a fairly common drug. Lots of people have used it at some point in their lives.
Reagan was in Hollywood, but I would imagine, like, I'm just guessing, he's probably the only one.
Who hasn't?
Who did. If of the presidents that we know about that have smoked marijuana, Reagan would be the only one that has smoked it that we don't know about. And
that's total speculation.
It is.
I
marijuana
don't know,
was not that common before the 60s. And
sure it was.
So the presidents, what?
I mean, it was common enough to ban it back in the 1930s.
Yeah.
People have been smoking marijuana for hundreds of years.
Yeah, but not, okay, not Caucasian people on the North American continent for recreation and not
I'm
nearly
sorry,
as many.
Actually, right. If you look at Taran Lupo, who wrote The Pirates of Savannah, which is a great fiction book, was based on a lot of reality, though. If you look at The Pirates of Savannah, there's the back portion of the book. Taran goes down the list of the stuff that he used in the book that he got from reality. And one of those things that they've excised from the history books is the fact that people down south and all over the place grew and smoked marijuana. I mean, it was not an uncommon thing at all.
Then they successfully excised it from history, then
absolutely.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Obviously, not being around prior to the 70s.
So now here's more of the hypocrisy from this Barack Obama guy. To give you a little bit of an insight as to exactly how hypocritical he is, it's not like he just smoked a little bit of pot in college. No, 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 no. He actually had the Choom Gang. According to ABC News, unlike Bill Clinton, Barack Obama never tried to say he didn't inhale. In his 1995 memoir, Dreams of My Father, Obama writes about smoking pot almost like Dr. Seuss wrote about eating green eggs and ham. As a high school kid, Obama wrote that he would smoke in a white classmate's sparkling new van. He would smoke in the dorm room of some brother. And he would smoke on the beach with a couple of Hawaiian kids. He would smoke it here and there. He would smoke it everywhere.
Now, smoke it in a box. Smoke it with a fox.
Now, a soon-to-be-published biography by David Marinus entitled Barack Obama, The Story, gives more detail on Obama's pot-smoking days, complete with testimonials from young Barry Obama's high school buddies, a group that went by the name the Choom Gang. Choom, of course, slang for smoking marijuana. Florida's
portrays
the teenage Obama as not just a pot smoker, but a pot smoking innovator. Barnes writes, as a member of the Choom Gang, Barry Obama was known for starting a few pot smoking trends. The first Obama inspired trend, total absorption, or TA. T.A. was the opposite of Bill Clinton's claim that as a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford, he smoked dope but never inhaled, explains Marinus. Here's how it worked. If you exhaled prematurely when you were with the Choom Gang, you were assessed a penalty, and your turn was skipped the next time the joint came around.
Wow.
So Barack Obama was such a pothead that he came up with little rules for him and his buddy, him and his buddies to consume the marijuana. So if you exhaled too quickly, then you would be out for the next round of passing the joint.
How long was the proper amount of time to keep the smoke in your lungs?
That is not made clear here, but nonetheless.
I mean, how are we supposed to play this game if we don't know the rules?
As one of Obama's old high school buddies told the author, wasting good bud smoke was not tolerated. Another Obama innovation, roof hits. When they were chooming in a car, all the windows had to be rolled up so no smoke blew out and went to waste. When the pot was gone, that's called hotboxing in some circles. They tilted their heads back and
sucked. I thought hotboxing was when the cherry on the cigarette got too long.
No, that's called canoeing. Oh wait, no. When the cherry's too long,
from different generations.
When the cherry's too long, I don't know what the name is for that, but if the rolled joint of the paper on the joint runs, if it kind of runs up one side, that's called a canoeing. At least that's what they call up here in the Northeast. So back to the story here from ABC News. They were hotboxing the car, and then they would tilt their heads back and sucked in the last bit of smoke from the ceiling, calling that the roof hit. They also say
it's
that
kind of sad is what that is.
Obama was known for his interceptions. When a joint was making the rounds, he often elbowed his way in, out of turn, shouted intercepted, and took an extra hit. What a jerk! I mean, this kind of behavior, interception, this is very much a faux pas, a no-no. It's rude. I mean, I guess if it was his pot, then it's no big deal. But if somebody else lights up a joint, and the way things go in the pot smoking world, if somebody else lights up a joint, it would be rude to step in and take two hits before someone else has gotten their first one, or to somehow artificially increase your amount of access to
it. You must have had the high level of respect inside this group to be able to get away with something like that.
Although Obama himself,
because if he was low on the totem pole, the ranking, somebody would just grab his face and shove him back towards the door.
Although Obama himself wrote that he and his pot-smoking buddies were a club of disaffection, the author says that's not really true. In fact, most members of the Choom Gang were decent students and athletes who went on to successful and productive careers as lawyers, writers, and businessmen. One notable exception was Ray, the group's pot dealer, who, known for his ability to score quality bud, would years later be killed by a scorned gay lover armed with a ball-peen hammer. Obama himself managed to be a pretty good student despite all the pot smoking and unconventional study habits. Well, hey, guess what? Barack Obama's not the only college student who manages to do very well or managed to do very well in college and still keep up a cannabis consuming habit.
I would say that the numbers of college students that manage to keep up their grades and smoke marijuana are probably higher than those that bomb out because they've smoked it.
He told his Choom Gang mates that the trick was if you put the textbook under your pillow the night before, or you would perform better on an exam. Back to the pot smoking. Hawaii of the early 1970s was something of a pot smoking mecca. The author wrote that it was sold and smoked right there in front of your nose. That various different types of Maui Wowie and Puna Bud, Kona Gold, etc. Were readily available. Obama's pal, Mark Bendix, had a Volkswagen microbus known as the Choom Wagon. They would often drive up Honolulu's Mount Antlers, where they parked, turned up the stereos, playing Aerosmith, Blue Oyster Cult, and Stevie Wonder, and lit up some sweet, sticky Hawaiian buds, then washed it down with green bottled beer. Now, this is all from the same man who refuses to budge on federal drug enforcement policy, who not only refuses to budge, but actually is calling for more enforcement of it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include archives. You can go all the way back to late 2006, download as many as you would like, listen at your leisure, and enjoy, because it's all free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, on the left-hand side under the listen section, under the listen and share header, there's a link to our SoundCloud page. Makes it easy to find us on SoundCloud now, which is a neat new way that you can listen to the show and also share different episodes with your friends on Facebook or wherever else you do your sharing. So go on over to FreeTalkLive.com. Listen as much as you want.
And you can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month. And you can do it for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They've got hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings over there. I mean, you won't believe it. And they're always putting new ones in. Every single week there's new sayings in there. So it's worth going to check them out just to read the sayings. You can go check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. Also, they make specialty stickers for your church, your band, your business, whatever it is. They can make them for you. And they sell bulk, too. libertystickers.com.
Tonight we're talking about the Tomb Gang. Ever heard of the Tomb Gang? Well, there's probably a chapter in the neighborhood near you, unofficially. The Tomb Gang was a group of friends back in Barack Obama's high school and college days that essentially their habit was to get blazed. They smoked a lot of pot, and there's a story over at ABC News talking about a new book that's going to be coming out, a biography about Barack Obama, entitled Barack Obama, The Story, where there's quite a bit of detail about the Tomb Gang. They learned about the Tomb Gang by talking to some of his old buddies from those days, and the author of the book does point out here that, indeed, a bunch of the folks from the Tomb Gang, pretty much all of them, except for the one of the original dealers that they dealt with, ended up having very successful careers and, you know, turning into lawyers and businessmen and doctors and people like that.
Yeah, the suggestion always being that pot smokers are a bunch of lazy bums.
Right.
And what, like, one really has to ask chicken and the egg here. Do lazy bums smoke pot, or does pot make people lazy bums?
It seems clear to me in that pot has different effects on everybody. Okay, so each person's different. We all have different physiologies, and so therefore marijuana is going to affect you differently, Mark, than it will affect me, and affect you differently than it will your friends, etc.
Yeah, but pot has much more variety. There's much more varieties of marijuana.
That's true.
And it has a much
more... So it's hard to control for that.
Much different effects on people than, say, alcohol. Alcohol has... I mean, it's just obvious what happens to some people get sleepy, some people get mean, some people want to stay up later, it gets them kind of jazzed, but, you know... You pretty much know what category of alcohol drinker each person is after they've after you've noticed them drinking for a while.
But I think that's one of the most interesting points about this story is that it the idea that pot smokers are losers, pot smokers are shiftless, pot smokers are stupid, pot smokers can't be successful. These are the things that you're taught going to government school. These are the messages that are sent on the government's own propaganda about marijuana. This is your brain on drugs. All of these classically stupid anti-drug commercials that kids, of course, they're smart. They laugh at this crap. I know we laughed at it when we were in high school. But they pound this message out there that marijuana is going to dumb you down, and marijuana is going to make you a failure, and you're going to be homeless, and you're going to be a loser, and you're going to be a dope addict, and all of these very negative...
Boobs. It's going to make you boobs.
All of these negative messages. The boobs is one thing, hairy palms or something like that as well.
No, that's masturbation.
I've heard it for pot, but...
Whatever.
My point here is... Now and then we start seeing... We see these stories come out which totally contradict that particular viewpoint. Take Michael Phelps, for instance, the Olympic swimmer. Remember a couple of years ago when Michael Phelps had won the gold at the Olympics, and he was like the biggest deal, and there was so much news around Michael Phelps, and then all of a sudden, some picture comes out of him hitting a bong at a party somewhere, and oh my God, he's now the devil's child, and we can't have anything to do with Michael Phelps, and Kellogg's pulled his sponsorship, and you know various different agencies pulled sponsorships with him, and you know they tried to make it look like this guy had all of a sudden become, he had all of a sudden gone from hero to this stigma that, oh my God, we can't possibly associate with Michael Phelps now. He smoked a bong.
Right. I mean, if they'd have caught him with a martini glass in his hand, looking a bit schnockered,
yeah,
I don't think it would have been anything. I don't think it would have ever made the stink that it did. But he had the opportunity to stand up and say, look, I've won I'm on my way to win more gold medals than anybody else. I've won more in one Olympics, yeah, I think, than anybody else. And, you know,
and yeah, I like pot.
I've smoked pot sometimes, and so what? I mean,
but he didn't do that.
He really had the opportunity. I mean, you know, he was just on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago saying, you know, mea culpa, mea culpa.
Ridiculous. It's so pathetic. I mean, why can't people stand behind their belief system? Stop hiding.
I don't know that he necessarily believed in it. You see, a lot of pot smokers just enjoy smoking pot. It's not that they believe anything about it.
Well,
one of the reasons that they like marijuana is that it is forbidden. If you can see in countries where marijuana is not forbidden that marijuana consumption is lower amongst the indigenous population. So why in the world?
It's also lower amongst teenagers as well.
Lower amongst teenagers. So making it illegal actually makes more people want to do it. So if you want your kids to smoke pot, advocate for it to be illegal.
Maybe belief system was the wrong word, but I mean, to stand behind your actions. How about that?
Okay.
Look, you're not being controlled by the devil when you pick up the bong. You're not being controlled by somebody else. No one else has put a suggestion into your head to make you go and do these things. You made the choice to take that hit, and then you made a choice to take another one, and you made a choice to buy some pot, and you made a choice to put some in your next bowl, and you were the one who chose the whole time. So why don't you man up and stand behind your actions? The cowardice that comes along with these people getting outed for smoking pot is pathetic. I remember, of course, Dionne Warwick. We talked about her several years ago on this show when she got caught at a TSA checkpoint with some marijuana in her bag, and you know her response was, "Well, oh my, how did that get there? I would never. And
I don't know how good your Dionne Warwick imitation is.
I don't know if that was Dionne Warwick or just some random like Southern Belle.
Charlotte O'Hara.
But it's Charlotte. Just ridiculous. Come on, stand behind it. You chose this. Why are you so afraid? And now, I don't know how you can get much better than this example. I mean, I don't have respect for the presidency. I don't care who is the president. I don't want to be ruled by anybody, and I think all of the people that are presidents are people who are killing and responsible for killing other human beings by sending the military troops over to murder people. So I don't have any respect for that particular role, but a lot of people do. A lot of people look at the presidency as like, well, I would love my kid to be the president when he grows up, or, you know, they have this reverence for the presidency. And the idea is that you can't be president unless you have this perfect kind of record, that you've got an unimpeachable past. They're gonna out everything that you do on the campaign trail. So
right, and some things are worse than others. And obviously, marijuana and cocaine consumption, considering the last two presidents have done it, is not that big of a deal.
Right.
So why, one might ask oneself, why is it that we care so much about whether or not they advocate for the legalization of these things? Cocaine to be legal, like it was fewer than 8 decades ago.
There's more coming up here at 855-453, but Barack Obama is now proof that you could have been a total pothead when you were younger and become the president of the United States. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are there for you. We've got the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can get quick access to our live streams, as well as links to the software for your phone that will allow you to listen to those streams. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, shooting, or survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has everything that the outdoor enthusiast would need. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at the best rates you're going to be able to find on the Internet. Before you buy anything for yourself, whatever your outdoor habit might be, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, check out ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau, and they've got some prices. Some of the prices are so low that they can't even be mentioned on the air because the manufacturers won't allow it. Get an additional 5% off the already low prices with coupon code FTL. It's coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
As we continue, we're going to go to you and your thoughts on the just outrageous hypocrisy of Barack Obama, but not just Barack Obama, also George Bush and Bill Clinton. They were hypocrites, too. It's just that Barack Obama has been outed as the worst of the three at this point because he was a total pothead when he was in high school and college. Even a member of his Choom gang, which was a group of friends who basically choomed, as they called it. They got high a lot, smoked, cheaped, if you will, toked. They did these things frequently. And were quite the habitual cannabis users, the way this new biography that
they were
is,
doing roof hits. What else do you need?
Right. The way this new biography sounds, which is coming out here soon, I guess it's called, or will be called, Barack Obama, The Story, written by David Marinus. And he went around, he interviewed the Choom Gang. He interviewed Barack Obama's old buddies, and they were talking about how they smoked up on a mountain up on Hawaii. They got all kinds of good bud, and Obama's pal Mark Bendix had a Volkswagen. They'd come up there, and they'd crank up the rock and roll tunes and light up their sweet, sticky Hawaiian buds. This is in quotes, by the way. This is the way these guys were talking. And washed it down with green bottled beer. The Chum Gang preferred Heineken, Beck's, and St. Pauli Girls. And not only were they smoking pot, Mark, but they were also drinking at the same time.
Dear good heavens.
Who would possibly imagine that the future leaders of America could behave in such a way?
Why would they obsess on the color of the glass of the bottle?
I don't know. No shouting, no violence, no fights. They even cleaned up their beer bottles.
Good men.
Of course, smoking, well, they were good back then, but now he's a vicious killer who goes around sending the military to do his bidding for him, just like every other president has. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Michael, listening in Chicago to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Michael.
How you doing tonight, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to, I just barely started listening tonight. It's the first time I ever listened.
Welcome, sir. And you're in for a shock.
If you, no, so far I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Oh, great.
If you want to learn why marijuana is illegal, do like I did a few months ago. Go on your favorite search engine and type in, why is marijuana illegal?
And what did you find?
It goes way back into the 30s, like one of you guys said.
That's right.
And there's a couple of corporations that went to the government and said, we have to stop this. Because there was a point in time when the U.S. government was paying farmers to grow marijuana to make hemp rope and clothes.
That same government has a marijuana crop that they're growing today and distributing to a handful of medicinal users who've been on a government-operated marijuana program for well over a couple of decades, 15, 20 years at this point. It's just that there's hypocrisy rife throughout the government. You're right. There were a couple of corporations. The DuPont Corporation was one of them, and I believe William Randolph Hearst, the man, the newspaper man, was the other. These are people who had heavy investments in competing crops to the hemp crop, and they did not want hemp, which is essentially a prolific weed, very easy to grow and very useful in industrial applications. They did not want that competing with the tree business and with whatever DuPont's textiles were that they were dealing with back then. So that was one of the major motivating factors behind the prohibition of marijuana. They just hitched it to the idea of people getting high. They hitched it to the idea of racism, trying to keep white girls from cavorting with Hispanics or blacks. These were the things that they used to sell it to a bigoted population that ate it up.
Correct. And I found the article fascinating. It was about 11 pages long, but it was quite a fascinating read.
Very good, sir. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I could go into some other things, but I won't take all your time. We'll let some other people get on, and I'll call you back another time.
Appreciate your call, Michael. Welcome to Free Talk Live. I appreciate you listening tonight. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. Kelvin's in Colorado on the AMP lines. Hello, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey, regarding the apparent hypocrisy of the president regarding illegal drugs, specifically weed and blow, check out Ben Gillette's R-rated rant on YouTube. You just have to search for Obama rant, and you'll find it on there. And you might not want to have your kids around if you're concerned about them hearing swear words.
Yes, if you're anyway. Concerned about swears, Penn Jillette is not someone you want your kids to hang around with or to listen to. But I love Penn Jillette. He's very talented. The guy's a great magician and comedian.
I wonder if he swears around Moxie.
He happens to also be liberty-minded as well. Moxie is his
Moxie
son.
Moxie crime fighter Gillette is his daughter.
Daughter.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I just found him for the first time. This thing was a link off of the Daily Poll, and I didn't know for sure if he was the pen of Penn and Teller, but apparently he is. But, yeah, okay. So I tried to find the answer to this on the web, and I wasn't able to do that. So let's see what you guys and maybe the listeners think about this. Let's presume that the presumptive Republican nominee wins the Republican nomination. Mm-hmm. What happens if he becomes disabled to the point where he can't fill the office? Who would become the Republican nominee?
Well, are we? This is before or after the convention?
After the convention.
I don't know the answer to that. I would guess that the at that point, you know, the Republican
vice presidential nominee, I guess, would become the nominee at that point. You're saying if Romney wins the nod, that if he gets sick, that who would take over? It would be the VP candidate.
The VP, yeah, because I guess they have to have the VP at the convention. They name the VP,
right.
And that's why everybody's rushing around trying to how will I get to be the VP?
Yeah, and then I would imagine they would have some sort of emergency selection of another VP at that point.
Oh, okay. Well, I was hoping for some kind of an angle for my man Ron Paul to.
I think the only angle Ron Paul has at this point, Kelvin, is to have the Ron Paul supporters that are delegates at the convention cast for Ron Paul, cast their vote for Ron Paul on the first ballot, to ignore any sort of suggestion that they have to be bound to Romney or Santorum or one of these other cats, and vote for Ron Paul. There's been all kinds of evidence out there that shows that they are not bound, that that's nonsense, that they can vote for whoever they wish, and if those people who support Ron Paul actually vote for Ron Paul in the first round, it could be a very, very interesting result.
Yeah, and if anybody is going to do it, the Ron Paul supporters are going to do it.
I sure hope so. Kelvin, anything else you want to share?
No, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you want to talk about? The Choom Gang, hypocrisy, whatever's on your mind goes here, prohibition. David is listening in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Diva Kenny Booth. Man, I heard all the cannabis talk. I had to call in.
Very good, sir.
Hey, you're talking about hypocrisy, man. 3/4 of people that use cannabis are kind of hypocrisy and cowardice, kind of. We got the medical marijuana here in Montana about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, something like that. And I went out and collected signatures so it would go on to the, make it an initiative, right? And I collected almost 400 signatures.
Wow,
and
nice.
I asked maybe 2,000 people.
And what? And
I knew that these people use cannabis. And they
but they were too scared.
Put their name on a paper. They put finger in my face and told me I was nuts, that they were going to come and get me.
David, thanks for the call, man. Always appreciate hearing from you. I can put you on hold if you've got more. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers. From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need to know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. The webcam is included. A lot of those other talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7, $8 a month for their sites. Ours cost you zero. You can enjoy things like the webcam where you can watch and listen to the show for free. And you can also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners because the cam is built into the same page as the chat room. So go to cam.freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you like the fact that we give you the cam for free in the archives going all the way back to 2006 and everything for free, then maybe you want to pony up, let's say, $3 a month and get a few perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast forum, and more. By the way, the AMP podcast doesn't have the regular commercials that the regular podcast does. And somebody made an interesting calculation on that, Mark. They took the amount of time that they looked at the regular podcast and how many minutes of commercials were normally included in those. And by the way, the podcast doesn't have near as many commercials as our live show does because obviously we don't have to go to the bathroom during a break on a podcast because it's a recording. So we cut down the total amount of commercials fairly low, but it still ended up being something like 3 to 6 minutes per night of commercials. And he basically took that out and averaged it out, said 6 minutes, called it 6 minutes a night, averaged it over a month, totals out to about 3 hours of commercial time that you hear if you listen to every single show on our podcast. If you are one of those kind of listeners listening to every single Free Talk Live for all 3 hours, you would hear about, or for all 3 hours per night of our show, you'd hear about 3 hours worth of commercials over a month's time.
That's stunning.
So he did the math. He figured this out, and he figured $3 a month to save 3 hours of time is well worth the buck an hour that it would cost him to save 3 hours of his time. Pretty smart stuff. So that's one of the perks of being a Free Talk Live amplifier. But the real reason to send in $3 a month is, because it is such a piddly amount, the price of a cup of coffee, is because it adds up. If a bunch of people send in a bunch of $3 per month, then it becomes, what we have, which is over $3,000 a month coming in from our listeners. And some do more than three, but three is what we're asking. But that money allows us to market this program. It allows us to get on more new radio stations. You're on in Ellensburg on Sunday nights now in KXLE, thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifier.
In Washington.
That's right, Washington State. And, of course, we're on in markets as large as New York City, which is as large as it gets, at least in this country.
The U.S. Yeah.
Right. And it's pretty large for the world as well. So it's all thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. And, of course, you get the perks as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to David, listening in Montana. David, we're talking about the hypocrisy of the pot smokers in general. What started the discussion was the hypocrisy of Barack Obama. Turns out that he was not just an occasional pot user, but a total pothead when he was in high school and college. And turns out he ended up all right. Ended up the president of the United States. So clearly, you can smoke pot and be an award-winning Olympic swimmer. You can also smoke pot and be the president of the United States. Not to mention various different heads of industry, etc. But go ahead with your comments. You said you were collecting signatures for putting medical marijuana on the ballot, and people who you knew were pot smokers refused to sign.
Yep. They told me I was going to get picked up and put in jail, and I told them, well, if you think that way, I don't want to even want your name on this paper, because I want Americans, because Americans know they're allowed to put their name on a piece of paper and not be afraid of their government. And if we're living in a time where you're going to have to be afraid to put your name on a piece of paper, man, we lost already. You know, we got...
Yeah, for sure.
We got to stand up, man. This is it's such a disgrace to humanity. This plant, it will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel for you, and give you medicine. It's
an amazing plant,
renewable source of sustenance known to mankind. It's the Creator's hand coming through Mother Earth and offering it to us. It's a gift from the Creator that gave us our unalienable rights, and one of these rights is cultivation. And not to cultivate the best plant on the planet is insanity and only points to pure tyrannical bastards that control us, that don't want us to have this plant from God or the Creator.
That you are absolutely spot on, David, as always.
Wants us to suffer, and this plant could cure most of the woes of the world of today.
It certainly is really useful for a lot of people who have medical conditions. And, David, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Plus,
and as if anybody would listen to these politicians in Washington, D.C. that have shown year after year after year they can't even balance a checkbook. I mean, why in the world would anybody listen to these people?
So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. All of the myths, I mean, are there any left? Are there any myths surrounding this plant that are still standing today to anyone who's been paying attention? I mean, clearly, you can be a success in smoke pot. We got plenty of examples of that. I'm not the most successful person in the world, but I've done all right for myself, and I've been smoking pot for my adult life, so I've done it. And
you smoked pot and not smoked pot during your adult life. You've gone, months,
I quit for a year once.
Years,
yeah.
Without smoking it. Would you say that you were more, less, or just as effective as an individual smoking or not smoking?
There's no difference. There's no difference. I think the point you made earlier is really prescient, Mark, and that is that there are a lot of people that believe that losers smoke pot. And it's true, some losers smoke pot, but winners also smoke pot. And smoking pot does not turn a winner into a loser. It just doesn't. It's just a plant. It's just a flower. 855-453. Dave is listening in.
Well, I think that lots of people have seen that that certain drugs will do certain things to different people. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of different drugs out there, and some can ruin lives. So I think that it's applicable to say that could happen with marijuana.
I don't think it's fair to claim that the drugs ruin people's lives. I don't think that's fair. Because the drug is just what it is. The drug is just a drug. Some of them are worse than others. Some of them are more addictive than others. No doubt about it. And some of them, you know, because they're in the black market, are incredibly risky to take. But those people ruined their lives. Those people made the choice to pick up and use that drug, and then they made the choice to use it again and again and again and again and again, and then they made the choice to rob their grandmother or to break and enter and sure, steal things, and they made those choices. It wasn't the drug. In the same way that if you drink a bunch, you don't get to say, you're saying I raped her, but I was drunk. You don't get to be exonerated from responsibility for your actions because you took drugs or you got drunk or whatever. You are the one who ruined your life. If somebody ruined their lives and they used drugs to help them, then that's just one of the many factors as to why their lives were ruined. I can tell you that there were people. I remember I used to know a guy who ran a construction crew, and he said that the crack addicts were the ones that were there every morning at 6 a.m. They were there on time. They needed some crack, and they were going to come to work so they could get the money so they could go out and get their crack, because they obviously weren't willing to rob people for it. So they
Thank
were
goodness.
Coming to work to do it. And he pointed out that it was always the alcoholics that would be the ones sleeping in. The alcoholics were the ones
sleeping
that would call in with excuses. And so, you know, just one drug over another, people respond differently to them. And ultimately, I don't think it's fair to take the onus of control out of the hands of the individual and put it in an inanimate object.
Well, I certainly wouldn't take the onus of control out of the individual. I think that they're responsible for their actions no matter what.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Fred is actually listening in Madison to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just listening to you all talk about, like, the use of pot and, like, how it's used and what types of people use it, and does it create losers? I don't really think it creates losers, but it can create, like, a pretty bad cycle for some people.
Okay, what kind of cycle?
Well, like, you have different use. Like, some people become, like, users to the point where, like, it could lead their lives to do certain things. Like, I know lots of people who can smoke. I know successful people who smoke as well. But there's a certain type of people. There's some people can do it and some people can't.
I get what you're saying, but wouldn't you agree that those people who can't are people who generally, you know, are losers without the pot?
That's true, but I don't know if they'd be such a loser with the pot, I mean, if they didn't have the pot.
You might be right.
Would they drink alcohol?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think that alcohol is worse than weed.
Right, and I wouldn't claim that any drug, any mind altering drug out there doesn't leave people in its wake or whatever. I mean, I'm talking about these things as though they have personalities. They don't, as though that some people are going to have problems with all mind altering drugs. I would agree, including caffeine.
That is true.
I don't think that when you look at alcohol and the devastation that it brings towards society, and then look at the rest of them, and you've got to wonder to yourself, well, why do they throw people in jail for this plant, but they don't throw people in jail for this fermented grain?
Fred, if you'd like to get more thoughts out, stick with us. We can bring it back after the news here in moments. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Cannabis, drug use, losers, what's it all mean? You can comment, bring up anything you want. Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Get in the zone. Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone. AutoZone.